Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our customs and border patrol agents, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep everybody free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers out there and the folks in the warehouses. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on the Getter platform. And again, all you got to do is put in at Captain's America and you'll find us. So there you go. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you'll find information here that takes you right back to our website. So there you go. Now, we have had the honor and the privilege of being able to sit here for several hours on some information. I've been waiting to get it out there to you, and I've teased it a couple times on the program. And without any further delay here, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Now, you have touched on a piece. I talked a lot about this yesterday and the day before, and it was my humble opinion that these were Chechnyans that were creating this big mess in the Ukraine. So you pick it up and run with it from there.
Well, they are not Chechens. We'll start there. But there is a team. It's kind of like a inside the Russian military killer force. It's known as Unit 51460. It's been around a long, long time, many, many, many years, a couple of decades, actually. And they were the ones that were the culprits, the guilty party of what happened in Bucha, Ukraine, with all the dead bodies and the mass graves. Now, there is a commander. His name is Hassan Bukovic. That's his last name. Omer Bukovic, Hassan Bukovic. And he actually is of Mongolian descent.
Yeah, he looks like he's Chinese in that picture, but that's okay.
Well, that is what happens when you're really from Siberia, and that is where he is in fact from. But anyway, he is been pinpointed by an awful lot of good civilian type researchers across the world at doing some facial recognition and whatnot. So they've been able to backtrack this thing to Unit 51460. And you have an awful lot of people now that are asking for officials, the European Union, the International Criminal Court, to go to Butcher to look at these war crimes. And it's pretty gruesome. But what has been left there is a lot of camouflage stuff. They left some tanks behind and so forth. But nonetheless, this is, in fact, really what is happening here. Now, Unit 51460 is very separate from the Wagner Group. This is the real killing group, otherwise known as the 64th Brigade of Motorized Riflemen, which are otherwise known as snipers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this group has been there for many, many, many years. So we don't know yet. I haven't had an opportunity to look at other places that they have, in fact, been dispatched to in their history. But I have seen photos of their base camp. And when I say they've been around a long time, at least since around 1967. So they've been around, they were actually sent to fight in the first Chechen War, too.
Mm.
So, Yep, so this is otherwise known as the Butcher Massacre.
Yep.
And he is known as, he is the lead of that team that was in Butcher, so that's why he is known as the Butcher of Butcher.
Where do we think these guys have gone now? Back to Donbass?
Yeah, no. Probably Belarus.
Okay, because there's a fair amount of soldiers that have gone towards Donbass. And,
yeah, but if you look at a map, you have to look at a map to see that they couldn't really make it to the Donbass region. They would have to go north to Belarus.
Okay. Well, we haven't heard the last of them, have we?
I don't think so. And you know, last night I was actually thinking about how, you know, Biden says they're going to add more sanctions and, you know, several other European leaders said the same thing, which is, to me, is kind of the chicken way out of all of this. You know, there was a time, and I'll remind some of your listeners, that
all right.
CIA...
Hold that thought, because you got to go to the break, and you're going to get cut off. Okay, you just got cut off, and I'll be right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Very interesting stuff now starting to surface.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, and I'm one of them. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, and find out whatever you want about prices. Or you can go to the local Geico agent, whichever works for you. But if you do go to the website, you can get prices for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll also quote you on maybe you've got a motorcycle or an ATV or boat or RV. And where you really save the money is when you bundle everything together with your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance. When you do that, that's where you really save the money. So give them a chance, see what they can do for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and you'll be glad that you did. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. You know, we were talking during the break about all this information, and Russia is the very best that I know of at disinformation and misinformation campaigns, and there is so much of that going on right now, it's not funny.
I read Secretary Gates' couple of his books going back to the late 90s, early 2000s, and it is absolutely remarkable going back that far about all the things that the U.S. government and other governments knew about how the Russians virtually plant fake stories, hoaxes, how they actually end up lying to each other. In fact, I've always thought, I don't know how they can trust each other in a conversation. But, you know, I actually asked my husband last night, I said, you know, why can't we get these MiGs to Ukraine? This is going to sound nutty, but I don't understand why we can't find some pilots that can get into from any country, doesn't matter, for even from the United States, get them into Poland and essentially take them and fly them into Ukraine. Now, that might sound nuts, but hear me out on this. Because it was years ago that a Russian-American actually stole a bomber right out of Russia and flew it into Western airspace and landed it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Then there was another one where the CIA often did these kinds of things. The CIA stole a Russian submarine. The CIA helped steal a MiG fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, are we really that feeble anymore that we would not pull off an operation like that?
No.
We have these abilities. In fact, I would say we have even more extraordinary abilities to do some things to help out Ukraine and stop this nonsense. And I'm just sad that we are so feeble. And not just the United States, but we should be having these discussions with some friends and allies, although I would believe that the friends and allies are just as cowardly as we are. So what do? Sanctions, sanctions, sanctions. Oh, they're deterrents. Well, they haven't deterred a blasted thing yet.
Well, it's true. Everything you said is true. You're on a roll. By the way, Obama returned yesterday to the White House to celebrate the anniversary or whatever of Obamacare, and he managed to steal all the thunder away from Joe Biden, who pretty much was the lost man in the room.
That was a really a pathetic moment. If you watched it, nobody cared that Biden was in the room at all. Nobody.
Right.
They didn't talk to him. He walked around completely lost.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama's there yucking it up with everybody that was in attendance, and virtually blew off Biden completely. Now, we understand why, but
sure.
This is a bad situation when these are his own people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the press. These are members of Congress. They couldn't have cared less. And the look on Biden's face, like, what's happening here? Nobody wants to talk to me. Nobody's shaking my hand. Nobody's got anything to say to me. In fact, they wouldn't even look at him. They wouldn't even, you know, make room for him to kind of join in a conversation circle. It was... You really almost felt badly for the man, to be honest with you.
All right, now we've got a call coming in, and I think I know who this is. I'm going to take a wild guess because of the number I'm looking at. It's a Skype number. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name, where you're calling from? And I think I got Eric in East Tennessee.
Hey, good morning, sir. It's not on Skype. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Skype.
Hey,
okay,
good morning,
right.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Good morning, ma'am. You guys are talking about this. Everybody's been following this. I think anybody's got two brain cells here, no matter which side of the coin you fall on or in the middle regarding this Buka incident going on. And I find it very suspicious. I'm not saying there aren't quote unquote civilians that didn't get whacked, murdered, you know, execution style or whatever. But from everything I've read, there's a lot of people with white armbands on. And that either means you support Russia or you're neutral. In the whole situation. And I think the timing of this, none of this appeared until 4 days after it was confirmed that Russian forces had already departed the area. And that includes the mayor of Buka coming out on the 31st, saying that the city was free from, Russians. I'm just going to use Russians. Okay, let's just lump it all together. Ukrainian forces, Russian forces, keep it simple here. The situation is this. Now, while there may be an Asian-looking dude with Caucasian skin, running around, you know, the battle front, if you will, FIBA, if you will, Fort Edge's battle area. There's a lot of, misrepresentation going on a lot of these issues, because when suddenly it seems to come from out of nowhere and suddenly it's everywhere, that's when I start going, hey, what's going on here? It doesn't seem to be jiving when everyone on this side is on the same sheet of music for the same, you know, I'm not saying anything to Miss Meeks, not, you know, directing this necessarily at you or anybody, but there just seems there's a lot of unanswered questions going on, and to put this on, all of a sudden we saw this guy, and the only people who are affirming this are quote unquote Ukrainians. Now, if there were bodies in the streets when people started rolling through there on day one, that would have been all over the place. Now, some of these bodies, from what I've read and people have described to me, there's no legal mortis, on some of these bodies, which doesn't appear until several hours after someone passes away. Ask any, you know, coroner or anything. That's how you determine roughly general time of death, along with, God bless those people. They're probably frozen stiff, a lot of them, because of the season that they're in. But I just think there's a lot of stuff going on with the Chechens. There's Chechens on both sides. There's Sudanese on both sides. There's Syrians on both sides. I mean, it seems to be, in my opinion, a free-for-all for everyone to settle past vendettas or collect on debts owed from, quote-unquote brothers here.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised?
Here's what I'm surprised about, and this to be totally honest with you guys, and I appreciate the time. I am very surprised that this is occurring when someone withdraws from the edge. If that is like the wrong thing to do. If you're like trying to justify your position or whatever, okay, I'm justifying my invasion or defense or
okay.
Or
well, you're going to run out of time, so you got about 10 seconds.
I just want to say, again, thank you for the time. But there's whack jobs out there that Putin can do no wrong and this, that, and the other. But there's a lot of unanswered questions going on.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead, Denise, because we're going to run out of time. You want to answer that?
Maxar Technologies, I would invite anybody to look at the before and afters in the mines. I watched a fascinating video of where the responders were actually kind of lassoing with rope these bodies and pulling the bodies towards them, because not only is the area mined, but some of the bodies have been
booby trapped.
I also have video where you've got Russian forces that are looting and they're sending packages back to Russia, shipping them like fuck.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon. Lots of stuff going on here. Got to do your homework. All right, I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
A law enforcement official says a second suspect arrested in connection with the mass shooting that killed six people in Sacramento posted a live Facebook video of himself brandishing a handgun hours before the shooting. The official told the Associated Press on Tuesday that investigators are trying to determine whether the weapon in the video was used in the shooting. Smiley Martin is the brother of the first man taken into custody. More than 100 shots were fired early Sunday in that shooting. The Oklahoma House has given final legislative approval to a bill that would make performing an abortion a felony. The bill passed Tuesday with little discussion and no debate. The bill now heads to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who has indicated he'll sign it. The bill makes an exception to save the life of the mother. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses. We'll tell you where they are that will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. And that's a tremendous job opportunity. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. A very high-paying and in-demand job, and definitely a job where you can work anywhere you want in the world. Now, the phone number to call to find out more is 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. Now, the 2 campuses are located in Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa over here. They're in Clearwater on the other side. That's location number 1. Location number 2 is in Concord, Massachusetts. I'm right here, and they're just outside Boston. just outside the Boston city limits. So you've got Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and then you've got Clearwater, Florida, over on the other side of Tampa Bay, on the west side from where I'm at right now. Now, the best part of it is you can ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. You'll have an opportunity to talk to students. You'll have an opportunity to talk to instructors. And you'll have an opportunity to talk to the financial people that do the student loans. Now, if you are a recent dischargee from the military, and you don't know what you're entitled to when it comes to GI benefits and all that, but your benefits are there, they will help you with the paperwork and tell you what you need to do. Now, some people don't have all of their benefits because they've already used some of them. They will also tell you how much of your benefits you've got to be able to be used for this. And if you're short benefits, they'll help you get a student loan. That's for the military folks now. So there you go. Then you'll be able to get in, get your training, and get out. Now, all of that is fantastic. And believe me when I tell you, it's nothing short of exactly, pardon me, what you want to be able to move up the job ladder and make a lot of money. Now, we just heard last night that after 2 days ago, the U.S. was sending an additional $300 million in military aid to the Ukraine, that last night another $100 million worth of military aid is going to the Ukraine. So, apparently, we're trying to get it there as quickly as we can. I believe all of it is going into Poland. It goes to Poland and gets offloaded and then gets taken into the Ukraine by the Ukraine forces, I guess, is the way they're doing it. Now, there are some artificial relics, or imitation relics, if you will, that are going in there. They've asked for tanks. Now, I'm not sure if they're getting light tanks or armored personnel carriers or if they're getting the Strykers, but I don't think they're getting any big, heavy tanks. I know they're getting armored vehicles. Now, they may get some tanks along the way. We'll see. We'll see. And, of course, they want aircraft. They don't care. F-15s, F-16s. And I told you the other day with the Warthogs that they're retiring, they should give them some of those for close-in air support. See how that works out. So, we'll keep our eyes, we'll keep our ears open on all of that and see what we give them. Now, the new U.S. Navy and Marine Task Force that's now out there gives the military a boost in the Mediterranean in particular. Because a recently formed U.S. Six-Fleet Task Force is putting into action a new Marine Corps concept that calls for small stand-in forces to play key roles in carrying out reconnaissance missions at sea, according to military officials. We'll see how that works out for the Marine Corps. By the way, the U.S. Navy is looking for some more long-range missiles. They're also looking for more maintenance money to repair what they got, keep things operating, if you will, afloat. Here's a word for you. Keep the ships floating around. And a problem has been trying to get things repaired in a timely manner. A lot of these ships get tied up for longer than what people want to see them in port for whatever reason. Now, the Ukraine is still, as I said, trying to get F-15 or X-16 American fighter jets. Now, it's probably not going to happen, but they're aiming high to see what they can get, asking for those and then seeing what they can get. Why not give them a bunch of helicopters? We certainly have plenty of them to give. Give them some of those. Let them fly them around. Arm them with rockets. And you can even arm them with a small missile that can be fired from the helicopter. But then again, I guess that's too easy to figure out. Now, of course, world leaders right now are demanding action in response to the civilian deaths in the Ukraine. Videos, images emerging from the suburb outside Kyiv that showed bodies in civilian clothes lying in the streets in the wake of Russia's withdrawal from that area. And people are really mad. They want the troops that were in that area to have to answer for what went on. Now, there were pictures yesterday that came out, video, of a Russian commander who, again, just looking at him, I would have thought he would have been Oriental. But it was because he was out of Siberia, the Asian part. And you probably heard Denise and I talking about it, who they were. The unit number we know was 51460 from the 64th Brigade. This is not their first rodeo. They have been out and about before. They've been in Syria. And one time they were also in Iraq. I'm sorry, in Afghanistan. Back when the Russians were there. And they are known for being ruthless and bloodthirsty. They are known for that. Now, if we knew they were there, and this may be the same unit, I haven't confirmed this yet, but this may be the same unit that we struck in Iraq, or Syria, I'll get it right in a minute, Syria, when our troops were being constantly probed and attacked by these Russian soldiers that were trying to get them out of the area. And this may be the same unit. I'll have to do a little bit more research. It'll take me the rest of the day to figure that out, but I will have an answer for you tonight on the show. I suspect that may be the case. Okay, we are coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be with us. It's going to be a lot of fun because Chris and I got some money to talk about. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More comments.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do that. And this is one of my most fun and enjoyable moments of the program, because I get to talk not only about my good friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular Moss Acura, and my good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who he and I have been going back and forth on the radio for 20 years. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's now made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, don't forget, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for all active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, side by side. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It's only 30 minutes away from downtown St. Pete. And 20 minutes away from downtown Tampa. Go check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I know you were catching up on that second cup of coffee you were sipping there. I know that. All right. Well, you know, the yield curve, you know about that, right?
Yes.
Well, the yield curve uninverted on Tuesday morning, and I don't think I've ever heard of something happening one way, the other way, and back the other way before for many, many years, if at all, when the 10-year Treasury bonds sold off by more than the 2-year bonds. Now, the yield on the 2 years rose 0.092% to 2.52%, while the yield on the 10 years jumped 0.139% to 2.551%. Now, that's still a very flat yield curve, but at least it's on the right side, starting to move up.
Well, you have the 10-year it's gone up to around 2.6 now. So it's
went up higher.
Up. Yeah. So you're taking a look right now where the reality is that there, you know, we get higher interest rates coming down the pike. A lot of these, you know, inverted curves, they move here and there. It's the trading of these various different bonds, mortgage rates about ready to tick above 5%. That's how high they've come up. And it's the reality. You got various different, you know, Fed governors coming out, and the Federal Reserve is now way behind the eight ball. And again, you know, this is stuff that we talked about. You know, we got to pay our, you know, basic, you know, medicine at this point. You can't spend this much money. You can't print this much money, and expect this not to happen. It was funny. I was reading a report yesterday done by a bunch of San Francisco Fed governors talking about the $1.9 trillion package that Biden put in place, and basically said that that's what did this. People, as much as you like just, you know, having cash thrown at you all the time by the federal government, it doesn't turn out well. And all of you people that love all these handouts and all these giveaways, but now you're ticked off because energy prices are where they are, and the price of food is where it is. You know, people, it's a monetary issue. There's way too much cash floating around at this point in time, and it's led to all of these things. And this is why you've gotten, you know, inflation in various different asset classes, including real estate and amongst others. And you know, there's going to be a price to be paid for that. I mean, these things have to come down.
Now, I'm going to date myself and go back to days when the farmers used to go to town, and we had something called a cash discount. And my dad would always go, well, what's the price of my cash discount, before he would make up his mind as to what he was going to buy something. I haven't heard that term in years.
I'm not familiar with that.
You would pay something. Let's say you bought fertilizer. It's a good, great example. You bought fertilizer and you paid cash for it. And they'd say, well, what's my cash discount for paying for it in cash? Oh, 2%. Well, they'd take that 2%, mark it right off the fertilizer, and you'd give them the money, and you'd have that extra 2% in your wallet.
Well, at that point in time, if you paid for it right then and there, you were probably getting a discount. It's just the cost of money because interest
right.
rates are higher. Sometimes you see that, where you actually have a gas station here, too. You're paying cash, you get a lower price than if you're paying for credit because you have to pay transaction fee when you're using credit cards.
Yeah.
So, that's a part of it as well. But I think probably at that point in time, interest rates were much higher. And the businesses wanted to have the money right away rather than have to wait for it and pay for it on credit.
There's a gas station that's about maybe 5 minutes away from me right here on the north end of the airport, and they have something called Easy Pay. And what that means is if you give them the money in cash, it's 10% below the cheapest credit card price. Or 10 cents below, sorry. 10 cents.
That's interesting because, the credit card they don't charge 10%, Hannah. It's usually around at the most, second, 2.
Yeah, it's 10 cents you save. Because yesterday, I filled my tanks up, $3.95 a gallon. The regular price was $4.05 if you used your debit card, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So I saved 10 cents by just giving them the cash and putting the gas in.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden... Must be nice to be a student these days, huh? Joe Biden is going to extend the student loan repayment pause. It was supposed to end the 90-day thing, I guess what, this month, and now he's got it going on through August.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Do small business, and they're saying because of inflation is difficult and it's hurting all these recent college grads. Doesn't inflation affect everybody? I mean,
I would think so.
I mean, do you're going to have you know, allow people not to pay their mortgage because of inflation? That's debt too. I mean, if families are doing this. This is ridiculous. It really is. This type of pandering crap to students for a handout to giveaways. And I knew this event was going to happen, and they're waiting for the right time. Mm-hmm. They're going to push this off to August because then it'll be an issue for the midterms. Where I'm telling you right now, Democrats are going to run on, you know, basically forgiving student loans. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a major issue. Going to get the young people out to vote. Vote for me, and you're not going to have to pay for your student loans. They're gearing up for that. They know they're in deep trouble. You know, this is going to be their way of buying votes in 2022 at the midterms. And you know what, Matt? It might work.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Look, you know, the kids might. I don't want to pay my student loans. I don't know. It might work. They might get the vote for this. Yeah, but that's the country we've become. You know, let's be honest here. You know, Trump went against Mitch McConnell, and he wanted to have more COVID handouts at the end. That caused problems in his campaign. All these politicians going all the way back to George W. Bush with his checks.
Right.
He was handing, trying to buy votes. It's pathetic.
Yep. Well, Joe Biden just did something, and he's actually desperate for oil from Canada because he says... he went to Canada and he says, could you please increase your oil import to us? We need more oil to compete with these higher prices, this, that, and the other. And I guess the answer he got wasn't what he wanted to hear. And they said to him, they said, well, all you got to do, and this was their words, not mine, according to the Wall Street Journal, they said, all you have to do is open up the Keystone XL pipeline again and you'll have all the oil you want.
Absolutely. That would have been my response.
And that's what they told Biden. That's what they told Biden.
Mm-hmm. You get all that oil from the sands up there in Canada and get it down there. Because people fail to realize, I mean, there's a cost of moving oil from point A to point B. And, you know, if you don't have, you know, a means of doing that, that's reasonable. It doesn't make it worthwhile. So, you know, that's what the pipeline was for. That obviously lowered the cost of getting that energy from point A to point B.
Because what they seem to be forgetting here is they're continuing to hurt Canada with this.
I mean, listen.
Those jobs and all that stuff up there?
That wasn't that long ago. You had Democrats this past fall basically coming out and telling oil companies to stop producing so much oil and gas. They're doing too much of it. I mean, this wasn't that long ago. This past fall they were yelling at companies to please stop producing oil and gas. Now it's a different tune. It's pathetic.
To be continued, my friend, tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks very much, Chris. All right, folks. I hope you were paying attention to what we just said there, because this is just unbelievable what's going on here right now. Unbelievable. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch coming right around the corner after the top of our news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.